a price range. So houses sell faster in these price ranges. This shows that a better economy and lower unemployment leads to increased sales for the River region. This also allows sellers in these price ranges to find a new home without worrying about selling their present home. Here at the Goodson Group, we specialize in selling existing homes in these price ranges and being able to market them for sale effectively. For an updated market report on your home, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump on Twitter says he will strongly consider House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's suggestion for him to testify in person or in writing for the impeachment inquiry, even though he says he did nothing wrong and doesn't like giving credibility to this no due process hoax.
He has every opportunity to present his case.
Speaker Pelosi on CBS Face the Nation. The next public impeachment hearings tomorrow with testimony from an aide to Vice President Pence, Jennifer Williams, and Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman. He's on the National Security Council. There's a manhunt for at least one mass shooter in Central California.
Four are dead. Another six were hurt when someone stormed a small party as people watched football at a home on the southeast side of Fresno, California, Sunday. Police have yet to find the person or people with the gun, and there's no clear understanding as to why someone carried out the attack.
Fox's Evan Brown. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Caravita Village, the perfect active, independent senior living community. It's like a cruise that never ends. Schedule your tour today at caravitavillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a pretty nice day underway again. Today will not be quite as warm as yesterday, but still mild, high around 64. Clouds on the increase later. Tonight's low down to about 38. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. A great week of weather ahead. Warming trend begins tomorrow. High 67. We'll be in the low 70s on Wednesday. Low to mid 70s on Thursday and Friday. Storm free for the next few days. Chance of showers by late Friday into Saturday as the next cool front approaches the area. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
How would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car? Come into Wind Creek Montgomery now through Friday, November 22nd and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. Then on November 22nd at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Jeep Compass Latitude, or Dodge Charger SXT. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for Rent, Rest, and Ride.
Ward Yamaha, Kawasaki, Honda, Suzuki, Polaris, and Can-Am in Troy is family-owned and celebrating 47 years in business. They've been going strong for three generations, and the fourth generation is here. So come on in and be a part of the family. They now have six brands under one roof. Yamaha, Kawasaki, Honda, Suzuki, Polaris, and Can-Am. Hunting season's so very important in the South, and for 40 years, Ward's has been your hunting and play headquarters. Located on Highway 231 in Troy, Alabama. Find them on Facebook. Go see AJ and Troy Ward.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Brown Tire and Automotive on Ashburton Drive for our annual holiday food drive. Drop off your non-perishable food donations to help feed families this holiday season.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-36A, Equal Housing Lender.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. is quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Onto the line.
And corn pop was a fast food.
Cena just hides her eyes. Policeman taps the shades and sells a Chevy 69. How bizarre.
Welcome back, folks.
How bizarre.
More News and Views, second hour of News and Views.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm Joey Clark.
Jack Campbell.
Officially placed a poster, reveals a
what's left of me?
Elephants and acrobats.
You know, Nancy Pelosi has called Trump to...
Well, he invited him to testify.
Yeah, invited him. Didn't subpoena him or anything like that. The co-equal branches and all that being, you know, the law of the land. And Trump said, you know, it actually sounds like a good idea. I'll pull up the actual tweet because it's hilarious. Go right to the source. But before we do that, 272-9228, that's the phone number, folks, to call in. And that's exactly what Bud did. Bud, welcome to News and Views.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Bud, where are you today?
I'm in New Orleans.
Okay, cool.
It don't get much better than that. Going to give me a shrimp poi boy in a little bit, maybe a little etouffee. And, oh, yeah, it's beautiful. Absolutely blue, clear sky. Looked at my temp. 62 degrees out here. I'm watching men fish driving by down these sloughs. Saw a huge alligator. Sucker must have been 15, 16 feet long.
Where'd you see him just floating around?
Yeah, he was just there on the surface. I know my wife would say, I need a new pair of shoes and a handbag. But I ain't going to jump out there and fight it. I'll just tell you that right now. You know, earlier you were talking about Eric Snowden.
Or Edward, yes, and, but Snowden, yes.
And let me say this. I got to kind of be careful because my daughter-in-law actually works at NSA at Fort Meade, and my son is currently going to Army Intelligence. And I think Snowden is actually one of the greatest American heroes in the past 75 years.
Amen.
If you watch the documentary that you referenced earlier, he did it for the right things, and he knew he was doing it for the right reasons, and he actually, I hate to say the word was terrified, but he knew the consequences if America, the deep state, continued with the processes that they had available.
Right.
And the sad thing is, we still don't even know. I mean, he was going through the graphs, the charts as far as the pie charts, the trees. You know, you've seen that tree of evolution, how things branch out and they keep on getting more detailed, deeper and everything.
Yeah, more complex. Yeah, sure.
Exactly. I don't think Snowden even had a true idea how intrusive we have given the deep state the ability to get into the lives of ordinary human beings.
Well, I don't know that we've let them.
I'm sorry?
I don't think we've let them. They've just
They've just done it.
They've just, you know, they've infiltrated.
I will say this. I don't think the American public has, but I think the politicians that are in bed with them have. Because, give you an example. When Bush did right after 9/11, and they gave this very intrusive body of CIA and FBI and other surveillance areas the ability to monitor the way they did, they put a sunset law on it. After 10 years, it would have to be reevaluated. And under Obama, they completely did away with that. So the mechanisms that are now in place never have to come up again for review.
Yeah.
And that is what is so terrifying, because if they're willing to do that, and we see the abusive use of the FISA warrants, my God, what else is out there?
Right. Right, and that's why I went back, and I also did a little bit of digging and reminded myself of recent history with the first NSA whistleblower, Thomas Drake, the systems engineer, the guy built a lot of what they're using today, William Benny, and this rabbit hole goes so, so deep, and it is bearing on the
that's
news today.
That's a good
today.
Way of describing it. It is a rabbit hole.
Yeah.
The depths of which Alice couldn't even have a clue as far as what there's out there. And that's, again, why I say, I think Snowden is a true American hero. It's sad. And 95% of America don't even have a clue of what transpired, who he is, the information he brought to the table. And so I agree. Watch the documentary that he filmed. If that does not open your eyes up, you're snorting crack, meth, whatever the case may be. You ain't got a clue, and you're incapable of having a clue.
Well, Bud, I appreciate the call, and appreciate what you just said.
Have a good day, friend.
You too. And enjoy New Orleans. I told Bud off air, that city, New Orleans, doesn't make any sense to me, Jack, until I have two beers. Then it makes perfect sense. It comes alive. But, you know, speaking of Edward Snowden, this is from the actual initial interview in 2013. When Snowden is trapped in Hong Kong, he's trying to find a place to go find asylum. Unfortunately, ends up being Russia because his passport is revoked before he can get to, say, somewhere in Latin America. But this is in Hong Kong, right after the revelations, and this is where he reveals his identity. But the first question and answer I want to play, why should we care? Why should anybody care? Here it is.
Should people care about surveillance?
Because even if you're not doing anything wrong, you're being watched and recorded, and the storage capability of these systems increases every year consistently by orders of magnitude. To where it's getting to the point you don't have to have done anything wrong. You simply have to eventually fall under suspicion from somebody, even by a wrong call. And then they can use the system to go back in time and scrutinize every decision you've ever made, every friend you've ever discussed something with, and attack you on that basis to sort of derive suspicion from an innocent life and paint anyone in the context of a wrongdoer.
It's that last part, paint anyone. No, who among us is really innocent? Those among you without sin cast the first stone. But I hear what he's saying, that you generally are going about living a free life, a largely innocent life. You haven't done anything truly wrong. With these surveillance capabilities, they can go backwards in time. They're collecting on everything and everybody. They can go backwards in time. And they can set up several different domains, Jack, where you have, say, Jack's financial records and bank records, Jack's telephone calls and text messages, the travel logs based on Jack's GPS locations where he goes every day, so on and so forth. And you create several domains, so when you search Jack Campbell, all that information comes up at once. And it's coming from raw data that's been churned out and brought to bear over years and years and years. So it's not just, oh, we get a warrant on Jack Campbell, and now we can look into what he's saying on the phone or what he's texting or what he's emailing. They can go and look back at what you've done, hey, for the last 10 years. Who knows?
Well, they'd be pretty damn bored is all I gotta say.
I have some interesting things, but they'd be largely bored with my life as well. And real quick, folks, Snowden was asked this at the end of the interview in 2013. What's his greatest fear?
The greatest fear that I have regarding the outcome for America of these disclosures is that nothing will change.
That nothing will change. So maybe the American people being warned, hey, they could spy on Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, Bud, Mark Montiel, or even Rick Peters. They could spy on any of us. That didn't wake Americans up, at least not enough Americans. What if they use these capabilities, being able to look at everything you do under very little suspicion, or maybe it's just a bad call, though I don't think it was just a bad call on John Brennan's part. What if they didn't do this to an everyday citizen? Because why would they? They'd be bored, like you said, Jack. They pulled a FISA warrant on you. They'd be incredibly bored. There would be some salacious scuttlebutt, no doubt. I know you, Jack Campbell.
Oh, yeah.
But in terms of, like, criminal offenses, it'd be a big snoozer. But what if you use these surveillance capabilities that Snowden warned us about being abused against a presidential candidate and his campaign? What if you used it against a president-elect and a president? And what if you went through the official process and you just laundered the information you put into the official process so these awesome capabilities to spy and look into somebody's life is not just any person, though every person should be respected, we're equal before the law, we should have equal liberties before the law, including the right to privacy in this sense in the Fourth Amendment. But what if, again, it's a president of the United States, a president-elect, somebody running for the presidency? That would be a big deal. If that was proven, that would be a big, big deal, I think. Or maybe nothing will change, but... Hey, Daryl!
It would be a very big deal if it was a Democrat.
Is the Horowitz report out yet? No? No, we're still waiting on the Horowitz report. Maybe it'll be a birthday gift
for me. You need
to
take some anti-stroke medicine tonight about that damn Horowitz report.
But it would be amazing if the Horowitz report or what John Durham was digging up actually showed that these surveillance programs, an actual whistleblower who revealed his identity, warned us about 6 years ago, and whistleblowers before that 10 years ago. Be, you know, amazing if it was actually proven that these awesome powers being used in the secrets, in the secret shadows, were actually being abused to affect presidential politics.
Every time you say awesome powers, I think of Austin Powers. It kind of throws me.
Very quickly, let's go to the phones.
Where's Erin Brockovich? What's her name?
Erin Brockovich?
Yeah, where's she when you need her?
272-9228. Welcome to News and Views. Who's this?
Hey, East. Austin Powers. So, yeah, baby. But look, getting back to a previous caller's concern about And I've been at, in and out of the truck today, so forgive me, guys, but where is Anaya Blanchard?
We don't know.
Where is she? We don't know. And I you know, I'm sure that I know there was a like a front page on the local paper a couple of weeks ago and stuff, but it's like, hey, look, come on, where is that young lady? I'm a dad. I want to know. If it were my child, you know?
Yeah, I've said earlier that her parents, you know, both the mom and dad are divorced, but I think they're both remarried. But they have both been very outspoken, and one of the sets of parents says, "How do you move forward from here, not knowing what happened or where she could be?" I mean, it's got to be a parent's nightmare.
It really is.
Yeah, and I just really am. You know, this young lady. You know, I could just see her little face, and it's, all right, where is she? They got a guy in custody. He needs to talk. Hey, let's just be decent and talk.
Well, I think if you saw his left eye, you would you might believe that they tried to get him to talk.
Yeah, I think he fell down, I'm sure.
Well, I'm sure he did, too, onto a billy stick.
Yeah.
Which, fine with me. I don't have any problem with that. But, well, I mean, he is, you know, he is a bad guy.
I'm told that by people that are aware of his family and stuff and know him. And I just, you know, and my heart just cries out, where is Anaya? And I want more people to, you know, let's just keep an eye on that anyway.
Well, we are. We will certainly monitor it.
Well, and as we went over earlier, the Montgomery Advertiser, free plug to them, has a great write-up on 7 cases of missing women that go all the way back to 98. Unfortunately, in some of these cases, you don't find out till later, much later. It's very unfortunate. Thank you for the call, East. We do need to hit a break here. 272-9228. More news and views after this quick break. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell. Having fun, though. Never fun to talk about these missing folks. Be right back.
Brother Bellis in the back, sweet singers in the front, cruising down the freeway in the hot, hot sun. Suddenly red blue lights flash out from behind, loud voice booming, please step out onto the line. Bellet Bridgeway's a comfort, Cena just hides her eyes.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey folks, this is Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Remember the good old days when Christmas gifts had us playing outdoors? Well, these days it seems kids only think to ask for another electronic device that'll just keep them cooped up inside. So this Christmas, let's take charge and get those kids or grandkids enjoying the great outdoors with a Hammerhead go-kart from CTE Outdoor Power. Now, everyone knows go-karts are fantastic family fun, and a Hammerhead go-kart is fun and safe. Hammerhead two-seater go-karts have three-point safety harnesses, overhead protective structures, hydraulic brakes, electric start, and reverse. So with over 12 different models and colors to choose from, and prices starting at only $12.99 or payments as low as $25, let's get those kids and grandkids outdoors this Christmas with a Hammerhead go-kart from CTE Outdoor Power. CTE, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell.
Hi, it's me, your nose. I'm so congested. Use the Vicks Cydex Nasal Spray, would you? Mouth breather. Yeah, the Vicks Cydex Nasal Spray. Starts working in seconds and lasts for up to 12 hours.
I can breathe again. Vicks Cydex Nasal Spray is incredible. I feel like a whole new nose. Let's buy a new car so we can smell it. Oh, we're really breathing now.
For nasal congestion relief, get Vicks Sinex and breathe freely fast. Use as directed.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Coleman. My husband, Jeff Coleman, is running for U.S. Congress. I bet you've seen Jeff's name and face on billboards and on the sides of moving trucks parked all over the district. Because when Jeff decides to do something, he does it big. And if you look really hard, you'll see my picture, our three girls, and our dog, Gracie, too. What I really wanted to talk to you about is Jeff, his background, and why he'd make such an incredible congressman. But I guess that'll have to wait, because they're telling me I'm out of time. But I'll be back here soon to tell you more about my husband, Jeff Coleman.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Since 1989, Signs to Go has been Montgomery's vinyl sign and banner leader. And now, with the addition of wide format printing, your signs and banners can have brilliant full color. Whether it's directional signs for your meeting or large grand opening banner, Signs to Go is your one-stop shop for color. Call us at 270-1133 or email us at signs2go@charter.net. We're still on the Eastern Bypass across from Lowe's and Best Buy. That's Signs to Go, Montgomery's sign and banner leader.
This is Frank Bertarelli. We'd like to take time out to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their years of help in growing our business. Over 25 years with Zap Pest Control and still growing thanks to Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
She's blood, flesh and bone, no types of silicone. She's touch, smell, sight, taste and sound. But somehow I can't believe that anything should happen.
Welcome back to News and Views.
I know where I belong and nothing's gonna happen.
I'm Joey Clark, he's Jack Campbell.
272-9228.
Now, I've always wondered, Jack, is this song about somebody who he put on a pedestal above? That's the obvious interpretation. Or is he really talking about somebody who's, like, high?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm just not sure. Well, blast from the past there, my teenage years. Full of angst and whatnot. This part of the program brought to you by Express Fitness 24/7. Man, I'll tell you what, Jack. I was sore on Friday and Saturday. Getting a lot of work done over there at Express Fitness. Folks, if you're looking to, you know, get a little exercise in, get a little more fitness in your life, Express Fitness 24/7 is the place to go. You don't have to be doing the heavy compound lifts and going 4 or 5 days a week like I'm doing these days. Maybe you just need to go 2-3 days a week, or even less than that, and get some cardio in. They have the cardio machines, you know, ellipticals, treadmills, cycling, This thing called the Arc Trainer that will whoop your butt, row machines and whatnot. But also, if you want to get some lifting in, you don't want to use the free weights, they have the cable weight machines. And then, of course, they do have the free weights, the barbells, the dumbbells, everything going on. But the best part about Express Fitness 24/7 is not just the state-of-the-art equipment. It's the hours. It's in the name, 24/7. When you become a member for a low sign-up fee and then a very low month-to-month fee, you get 24/7 access to all Express Fitness 24/7 locations. Now, again, it's month to month. You don't have to do some long-term contract. You can just sign up, see if you like the place, and try it out. Just try it out, man. Try it out. Safe, clean, friendly environment. Really is a friendly environment. Folks I don't even know over there have helped me out. Everybody's been great, friendly. Some people have this feeling when you go to the gym, oh, they're looking at me, they're making fun of me, they think less of me. Well, that might be true, but they keep it to themselves. Now, in all seriousness, check them out today, folks. Doing this in my life, getting on top of it's helped me a great deal. I think it can help you. Visit them today, expressfitness24.com, expressfitness24.com. Locations all over the river region, whether in Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka, Clanton, Pine Level, or Montgomery, or if you want to work out with me in particular. I work out in the afternoons pretty much every day of the week here in Montgomery off Zelda Road in the Hillwood Festival Shopping Center. Call them today, 386-8689, 386-8689. Tell Alex that Joey from the radio sent you.
Now, that song you just played, who sang that?
Tal Bachman.
Have you ever heard of him before?
No, I think it was a one-hit wonder.
Well, you'll be interested to know this. He's Canadian.
Really?
Yes.
Whoa, hey.
His father is Randy Bachman of The Guess Who.
And Bachman Turner Overdrive?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, that's fantastic.
BTO.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I thought you would find that interesting, because I've heard of him, but I never made the connection.
That's very cool. Yeah. It comes from royalty.
And he was a Mormon and then left because he thought Joseph Smith made up stories. So he... Which I'm not sure he's wrong. But anyway, I found that very interesting.
Now, I'm really kind of stuck. You were saying some pretty pointed things about our former Senator Jeff Sessions.
I was.
Our former Attorney General Jeff Sessions.
Yes, I mean, was.
He's a man of character, Jack.
He had 20 years. He needs to, and he's 70-something years old. You just need to come on home or put your roots down in D.C. and be a lobbyist. And, you know.
But he wants to serve.
Let him go to a restaurant if he wants to serve. You know?
Wait, sorry. So you don't think, you really think, despite 2 decades in the Senate, and love of the people of Alabama, and nobody, even folks who are down on his candidacy, we're not questioning his character.
I bet Richard Shelby is going to come out for him. I'll bet the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is going to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions, trying to get him elected through their third-party ads that there was no collusion, you know, if you're going to be a, what do you call it, a super PAC, whatever.
Right. No collusion. No corruption.
I'm sorry. You know, Jeff, if you wanted to be in the Senate, you should have said no to Donald Trump and not gone to be attorney general.
I said it before. It is amazing to me, though, that just really what amounts to a few days, maybe a week or two of decision-making, can define a man's political career and reputation.
Well, I mean...
That's crazy to me. But it's true.
When he's been outspoken on this impeachment hearing, I mean, I really think he's got a lot of gall to even have an opinion about it, because had he not recused, there wouldn't have been an impeachment hearing. So, yeah.
Could have, you know, like Barney Five, nipped it in the bud.
Yeah, right. Nip it in the bud is right.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Here's an attorney general that you love, Jack Campbell.
I kind of like John Mitchell, who was Nixon's attorney general. Well, he was a no BS kind of guy.
Well, the Democrats are loving making parallels between Trump and Nixon these days. But William Barr, the current attorney general of these United States, he gave a speech where the last two justices came from. Donald Trump had picked from, he's got this big, I've got a list from the, what do they call it? Yes, the Federalist Society. William Barr spoke at the Federalist Society
right
this weekend. Hour-long speech. It's pretty wonky. folks, if you're interested in that sort of thing, not difficult to find. Just put in William Barr, Federalist Society. There's the hour for you to listen to. But I picked out the key clip here. And let's listen to...
I want to hear this.
Okay, let's... I know you like this. What do you call him, a hard ass or something? He's so wily, man. William Barr, I think, is the right man for the job for this president and this moment. And keep in mind, folks, this is the guy who has been sort of... He's taken this Horowitz report that is forthcoming to the public. You know Barr's already seen it. It's handed over now to Durham and Hubert, the U.S. attorneys. Mm-hmm. One from Utah, Hubert is. One from Connecticut, the nutmeg state, Durham is. And this Horowitz report... Hey, Daryl, is it out? No, it's not out. And it's a roadmap for criminal offenses committed by people like, say, you know, John Brennan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So keep in mind, it's that guy who's sort of leading that whole process right now. And I'm hoping the deep state and the Democrats get what they deserve. For the time being, we have to listen to teases like this. So let's listen to William Barr.
One of the ironies of today is that those who oppose this president constantly accuse this administration of shredding constitutional norms and waging a war on the rule of law. Of course, there is no substance to these claims. When I ask my friends on the other side, what exactly are you referring to? I usually get vacuous stares and sputtering about the travel ban or some such thing. The fact is that, yes, while the president has certainly thrown out the traditional beltway playbook and punctilio, he was...
Let me pause it there. Have you ever heard that word, punctilio?
No, I have not.
I don't either, but it got a little bit of a giggle out of the crowd. Punctilio, what is that? Punctilio, a fine or petty point of conduct or procedure. That is the perfect word.
What is the word again, point?
Punctilio, P-U-N-C-T-I-L-I-O, punctilio. And Trump really has thrown out the traditional punctilio, again, a fine or petty point of conduct or procedure. That's my take on the president for a while now. So yeah, Trump doesn't sound like past presidents, as Trump's called it. If you want to act presidential, you just act like a stiff. All right, folks? But, you know, Trump's not doing that. But Barr continues. He continues.
He was up front about what he was going to do, and the people decided they wanted him to serve as president.
Yep. It's called democracy.
But what I'm talking about now are fundamental constitutional precepts. And the fact is that this administration's policy actions and its policy initiatives, including the travel ban, have transgressed neither constitutional nor traditional norms and have been amply supported by the law and patiently litigated through the courts to vindication.
All right, yeah. It's all true. It's all true.
Indeed, measures undertaken by this administration seem a bit tame when compared to some of the unprecedented steps taken by the Obama administration's aggressive exercise of executive power. And I say that as someone who admires a muscular executive. The fact of the matter is that in waging a scorched earth, no holds barred war of resistance against this administration, it is the left that is engaged in the systematic shredding of norms and undermining the rule of law.
Hear, hear. Hear, hear. And that's what I want to hear out of an attorney general.
Where is he speaking?
The Federalist Society.
Okay.
And that's the key portion right there. That these scorched earth resistance fighters, and he goes on, that resistance suggests that this government is illegitimate from the get-go. That you asshats actually believe that Trump is an asset of Putin.
They don't believe that.
Some of these idiots
do. I think it's just rhetoric.
I'm not talking about the politicians. I mean, somebody like Maxine Waters might believe it.
Well, yeah, because she's a dunderhead.
Right. And I'm usually talking about those who just, you know, repeat what they hear. But I think William Barr coming out swinging, it's night and day the way he's been Attorney General and the way Jeff Sessions was. That Barr picks his spots, and he'll come out swinging when he needs to, and then he'll stay quiet when he needs to. I really like this guy. Now, let me be clear. I disagree with him sometimes on the extent of what the executive branch should be and how much power they should have. But his whole hour is fascinating if you're interested in that sort of thing, folks. So we'll have more of that after the break. We'll also take some calls here. 272-9228. Why not? Let's take a call real quick. Welcome to News and Views. Who's this?
This is Bill.
Hey, Bill. How are you doing?
I'm loving this beautiful weather.
Oh, likewise.
I'm proud of Barr and all that, but I need to ask a question. Mm-hmm. How many people listen in on the president's phone calls? But I read last night or heard last night on one of the talk shows that there's another person that was under one of Pence's employees listening in on the phone call.
It could be upwards of 20-something people. When you're talking about a phone call between two heads of state, there are all sorts of people monitoring that call. And the president knows that when he's making the call.
Okay, I didn't realize it was that many people listening in. You know, I figured some, but I would have seemed like they just keep coming out of the woodwork.
Yeah, and we'll see where the reason I haven't done a heavy preview today of this impeachment testimony all week is because I've learned we'll find out in the fullness of time. Like, yeah. Right now, they're cherry-picking witnesses. They're cherry-picking what the leak. Obviously, Adam Schiff is putting words into the witnesses' mouths, and a lot of these witnesses don't have firsthand information. And those who do claim to have firsthand information, it all comes down to their interpretation of the president's motives. So I don't think they have much of anything. And so, you know, we'll wait and see what happens this week. Some of it should be interesting, but I don't think the president's in any trouble. All this has done is made people go to their respective partisan camps, and I think there's some truth to the matter that you were always out to get this president. It's a wash.
Well, I appreciate you listening to me. I was just curious. It just seems like every time you turn around, there's another one. Yeah, I was listening in.
I didn't realize there were that many people listening in either. I've been. I'm like you, Bill. I've been amazed.
Yeah. Well, you guys have a great day.
Thank you.
You too, Bill. Appreciate the call.
You know, some of these people probably, and I won't be long because I know I have to go to a break, but mm-hmm. I think some of these people, when they're thinking about meeting their maker soon in their late years in life, maybe the winner of their life, they know they're not going to be here long.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if any of them are going to have some sort of a, you know, introspection where they say, you know, we were wrong when we did that. That guy wasn't guilty of any of this, and we fabricated this whole thing to take his presidency down. I wonder if any of them would have the moxie and the courage and the, you know, 25 years from now to admit that this whole thing was wrong, because I truly believe a lot of them know it is. Now, there's some that drink the Kool-Aid that are in Congress, but I think by and large, they know this entire thing is fabricated and embellished. And
I think the FBI was aware of this as they were investigating the leads handed to them by John Brennan and the CIA. That's what we're learning, folks, is that Brennan broke with CIA tradition, and he gave information from intelligence sources, some of it raw intelligence, unanalyzed, or just analyzed by him and select analysts, and he handed it to the FBI to go investigate that would affect a presidential election. And as the FBI is looking into some of these leads, some of the FBI agents, Peter Strzok himself, some of these folks think our sisters are leaking like crazy, they've gone mad. I think some people in the FBI are going to do, or already have cooperated, realizing we gave Donald Trump a raw deal, and we were misled by people like John Brennan.
Well, you know, if they're truthful, and I'm not sure any of them are up to this point, but
I think some of them are, like Lisa Page of the FBI, I think she's cooperating. I think James Baker, I'm not sure about McCabe or Comey or
Brennan.
Wasn't
he one of the lawyers for the FBI?
James Baker was a counsel for the FBI, yeah. Some are cooperating, because I think some of them had inklings that this doesn't seem right. These sources don't seem completely right. So hopefully there are people already working with the current people investigating this to sniff it out. But, you know, a lot of people don't want to jump out from the herd because there's camouflage in the herd. You have group immunity. It's not that you know, you're just hiding in the shadows. No, the fact that you're part of this group keeps you protected. But we got to hit a break here. 272-9228. More news and views after this.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join Dixie to drive out hunger in our community and support the Montgomery Area Food Bank this November. Give your donation to a team member at your Dixie appointment.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are losing ground after Friday's Dow record close. There are reports that China has turned pessimistic about a trade deal. Jeff Sika at Circle Squared Investments says he is cautious.
If this trade deal falls apart, it is going to retreat like people haven't seen in a long time. So that's the reason.
Social media company TikTok is said to be looking at ways to shed its label as a Chinese brand. The Wall Street Journal says it's looking to relocate, possibly to Singapore, and rebranding it in the U.S. T-Mobile's longtime leader, John Ledger, will hand over the CEO post to another company executive after his contract expires on April 30th. T-Mobile will promote current chief operating officer Mike Sievert to run the business effective May 1st. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. forhims.com/joy.
Rich Thomas. Well, hi, everybody. We have a pretty nice day underway again. Today will not be quite as warm as yesterday, but still mild, high around 64. Clouds on the increase later. Tonight's low down to about 38. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. A great week of weather ahead. Warming trend begins tomorrow. High 67. We'll be in the low 70s on Wednesday. Low to mid 70s on Thursday and Friday. Storm free for the next few days. Chance of showers by late Friday into Saturday as the next cool front approaches the area. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a Boston.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Wind Creek Wetumpka is feeling sassy at 6, and you're invited to the party. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then the fun begins at 6 p.m. on Friday, December 13th. During our 24 hours of winning giveaway, you can win a share of $60,000 in free play. Then on Saturday, December 14th, one lucky player will drive home in a 2020 BMW 740i. So come get sassy at Wind Creek Wetumpka and find your winning moment.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views.
Oh, are we back?
Yeah, quick fun little story here. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell. But before we get to that, it has to do with FedEx and the old gray lady, you know, the New York Times.
Yeah. Well, never mind that. Here comes Mongo. Remember that from Blazing Saddles?
Yes, I do.
I wanted to talk to you, our listeners, about our good friend, Kim Williams. Alabama Home Mortgage. She runs a great operation over there. 567-4223. She's really worked miracles for a lot of our listeners in getting them. I've heard one of her tape spots today about saving a guy $600 a month on his mortgage. That's unreal. That's a lot of money. So if you're thinking that you don't have the best of terms on your current mortgage, why don't you give Kim Williams a call? Christmas is coming up very quickly. She might be able to give you a nice little Christmas present that you weren't expecting by saving you money on your mortgage in terms of monthly payments or even fewer payments on the back end of your mortgage. Give her a call at 567-4223. And if you're a first-time home buyer and you're looking for a mortgage company to help you buy that house, well, give her a call. She'll shop around. She will find you the best possible rate in your current situation. And a lot of people think they've got something good going, but they haven't taken the time to call Kim to see if there's something better out there. And believe me, she will tell you if you got a pretty good deal. She's going to say, hey, I don't think I can do any better than that. But make sure you give Kim a call. 567-4223, 567-4223, AlabamaHomeMortgage.com.
NMLS number 1586368. Of course, they are an equal housing lender.
So we love us some Kim.
Indeed. Over the weekend, Jack.
Yes, sir.
The New York Times, I'm not pulling up the whole story because, you know, I don't want to pay them. But you can see this headline right in front of you on the screen here. How FedEx cut its tax bill to $0. The company, like much of corporate America, has not made good on its promised investment surge from President Trump's 2017 tax cuts. And they go into, oh, it's the Trump tax cuts that allow this major corporation to have no tax exposure, and they're not really investing much of anything into the country.
Boy, I bet FedEx isn't going to like that.
Well, FedEx has responded, and I have the response here. Statement from Frederick W. Smith, chairman.
Good old American name, Fred Smith.
Chairman and CEO of FedEx Corporation. This came out yesterday, folks. I'm going to read it to you because I wish more CEOs and capitalists out there had the backbone to stand up against these propagandists at the New York Times and other major outlets.
They're the worst.
Quoting Mr. Smith, the New York Times published a distorted and factually incorrect story on the front page of the Sunday, November 17th edition concerning FedEx and our billions of dollars of tax payments and billions of dollars of investments in the U.S. economy. Pertinent to this outrageous distortion of the truth is the fact that, unlike FedEx, the New York Times paid zero federal income taxes in 2017 on earnings of $111 million and only $30 million in 2018, 18% of their pre-tax book income. Also in 2018, the New York Times cut their capital investments nearly in half to $57 million, which equates to a rounding error when compared to the $6 billion of capital that FedEx invested in the U.S. economy during that same year.
Watch who you pick on.
I hereby challenge, says Frederick Smith, the CEO of FedEx, I hereby challenge A.G. Sulzberger, publisher of the New York Times, and the business section editor to a public debate in Washington, D.C., with me and FedEx corporate vice president of tax. The focus of the debate should be federal tax policy and the relative societal benefits of business investments and the enormous intended benefits to the United States economy, especially lower and middle class wage earners. I look forward to promptly hearing from Mr. Sulzberger and scheduling this open event to bring further public awareness of the facts related to these important issues.
Now, who published this statement? The New York Times?
No, FedEx did. It was on their website.
Sure. You think, I'm sure New York Times didn't pick up on it.
Right.
That's so funny.
That's
good for you, FedEx.
Though. I want to hear that debate. Let's have it. I'm tired of these folks just running stories. All the rich are just getting richer. It's not benefiting America. Well, how about you go to the source? Have a debate. Instead of just shilling for your ideology.
I love it. Especially for fighting back.
You know, when your
house, American way.
You know, especially when their house, business-wise, the New York Times isn't exactly in order.
No, it's not.
Yeah, so don't give me this. Don't give me this crap. We got to hit another break here, folks. This part of the program brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Turn those stacks of old home videos into a new and exciting event. I mean it, folks. You got old family videos, old birthdays, graduations, sporting events, whatever it is that you decided to film back when those kids were younger. Maybe it's your folks had old video that they've been letting collect dust. Well, surprise somebody for Christmas. Go by Dan Black Studios today. Take advantage of 50% off for all News and Views listeners on tape to DVD transfers. Call Dan Black today and take advantage of that 50% off. 279-6036, 279-6036. Dan Black Studios also provides business services from website design to video editing, training video production, television commercial production. Lord knows any type of video production, Dan Black Studios can take care of it for you. So when you're thinking of video services, be thinking of Dan Black. And, of course, take advantage of that 50% off for News and Views listeners. More News and Views after the break.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business.